Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The North Carolina bill that protects religious freedom is now going to have no defense from the Democrat Attorney General. Hi, I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me to talk about this case is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Matt, this case was one in which the Republican-led House and Senate and the Republican governor, Pat McCrory, got together. They passed this bill, HB 2, House Bill 2, that overrides any local ordinances concerning wages, employment, and public accommodations. It's basically a preemption law that makes uniform across the state what other states have already done. And thus, it overrides the Charlotte, North Carolina, so-called LGBTQ bathroom bill, whatever you want to call it, that was recently passed. It is a good bill. It is common sense. It joins about 25 other states in the country that have similar uniform laws that start at the state level. And now the attorney general, who's going to be running for governor, says he's not going to defend the law.
Yeah, and we've seen nothing but just widespread propaganda and disinformation coming out from organizations, the mainstream media, Democrats, and coming straight from the mouth of AG Roy Cooper himself, who incidentally is going to be running for governor against Pat McCrory. So he is shamelessly politicizing this issue, putting women and children in the crosshairs. He would be forcing a situation where you know, my 11 and 12 year old daughters could be in a YMCA shower and a man could enter there and shower right next to them completely nude. I mean exposing himself. It's unconscionable that he would do this. He's politicizing it. And here's the rich irony about all this, Matt. What is AG Cooper doing here? He's saying that because of his conscience, because he disagrees with this law, that he cannot exercise his job, he cannot exercise his duty to defend the law, so he is going to, because of his conscience, exercise his freedom of conscience and step back and say, I can't do it. Isn't that ironic? In part, what this law would do is protect people from having to violate their conscience and do something with which they disagree. So he is doing what this law would effectively allow him to do, just because he just wants to do it. So the irony there is palpable.
You know, it seems like he has trouble violating his conscience. Perhaps putting himself in a woman's shoes and pull the women in his life and what it would be like to encounter that situation, to go into a bathroom or a restroom and have a man come in there. I mean, you're just setting women up and you're just setting problems up from there. I don't understand what's going on. In North Carolina, I thought that was a Bible Belt. How is this happening?
Well, Governor McCrory, who signed the law, or the bill into law, he made this as part of his statement when he was doing this. He said, quote, "The basic expectation of privacy in the most personal of settings, a restroom or locker room, for each gender was violated by government overreach and intrusion by the mayor and city council of Charlotte." He goes on to say, "As a result, I have signed legislation passed by a bipartisan majority to stop this breach of basic privacy and etiquette, which was to go into effect April 1. And so this particular law directs all public schools, government agencies, and public college campuses to require that multiple occupancy bathrooms, where you have more than one person using the bathroom or the shower room or the locker room, where it's not just a single room that you lock and you're the only one in there, to require any multiple occupancy bathroom or changing facilities to be designated and used only by people of their biological sex. So in other words, the men's restroom is for men only. The women's restroom is for women only. Pretty common sense stuff,
pretty
right?
Pretty biologically, you know, sound. A man has certain parts, a woman has certain parts. You know, you go in one, the other. And this crossing over, we're just setting ourselves up. And, you know, I think of men. God created men over a spiritual protection over women. And now they're just setting them up to put them in harm's way.
Yeah, it's absolutely unbelievable. And my good friend, he's a contributor to barbedwire.com, Dr. Mark Creech. He's a an activist, a pastor in North Carolina, and very involved in, it was very involved in getting the General Assembly here to have a special session in order to overrule this egregious Charlotte bathroom bill. But he says this, man. He says, here is the great irony of State AG Roy Cooper's decision not to defend HB 2, that's the law we're talking about, against an ACLU lawsuit. Cooper says he will not serve the state on this issue because he believes it's wrong. He will gladly refer the state to other attorneys who will, but he is against HB 2, which allows people of faith to decide not to promote ideas and participate in events that conflict with their beliefs, even if they refer them to someone else who will. So the hypocrisy here is just unbelievable.
Well, you know, here's what we have, something that's very common sense. Do you want, in a shower room, because we're talking about not just restrooms where you can maybe go into a stall.
Locker rooms as well.
We're talking about locker rooms, could be for sports, could be for changing, could be, you know, whatever it might be. You have the drama team, they go into the room to change their clothes
sports
and
teams.
So forth, sports, whatever
yeah.
it might be. You go into the shower room for PE or for sports or whatever, and there in the shower, in most of these places, it's like an open shower. There's not like individual shower stalls, and some of them may have that, but at any rate, you're walking around completely in a state of undress, right? So now, do you want a man coming into a room like that with women in a complete or partial state of undress?
Women or girls, young girls.
Yeah, you know, you send your young girl to a restroom and there, lo and behold, is some man in a complete stage of undress. What do you expect is going to happen? This is an invasion in privacy. It is a risk of unimaginable proportions. And anybody who is stupid enough, frankly, to say, well, I want to be able to use the restroom of my choice because in my mind, I identify as a girl. Well, good luck with that. You're biologically a man. You may want to think you're a girl. You might want to think you're a cat. You know, some people think that they're cats. They literally do. It's a mental disorder. And why would you wrap the law around a mental disorder and allow someone to invade the privacy?
You see, you've got the ACLU of North Carolina saying it's scary for these transgender people to go into restrooms. They're trying to protect them.
Yeah, this is not speculation either, Matt. This is, as you know,
no,
this is happening
happened.
All
yeah,
over
it's,
the place.
It's already
Washington
happened.
State, a man who calls himself Colleen Francis. This is a 45-year-old male student who dresses as a woman, says that he's sexually attracted to women. So he's a lesbian trapped in a man's body. I'm trying to figure this out
here.
He was fully exposing himself at Evergreen State College to young girls as young as 6 years old. And when they went in to try to ask him to leave, he said, no, I'm allowed to. The law permits me to do this. And he was very intentionally laying around completely naked, exposing himself to these young girls for his own jollies. And that's what we're seeing happening across the country.
We as a church need to pray and speak out.
Well, you know, you think about this. If someone does have a mental disorder, and frankly, let's just be real, it is a mental disorder. It is a mental disorder.
Well, the APA says it is.
Well, you know, they now try to soften it to say, well, it's gender dysphoria. Well, up until recently, it's been a mental disorder. And frankly, it's a mental disorder that you feel that you are trapped in an opposite sex body, that you're biologically and physiologically a male, but now somehow your brain is female and you're trapped in this body and you can't get out. So now you need to have plastic surgery or alternatively, you need to go into these restrooms. It's a mental disorder and we should not placate that by playing into it. It's absolutely absurd, but this is the whole agenda of this LGBT, now it's Q, and you add a bunch of other letters on there, agenda, and that is the abolition of gender and the trampling of anybody's religious freedom who thinks, who dares to think otherwise in accordance with objective reality. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. We are looking for individuals and companies to defend in this case because the Attorney General refuses to defend this case. And they should hire outside counsel, number one. Number two, we certainly are available to defend this on behalf of North Carolina, and we're willing to do so. But we're also looking for individuals and companies, even religious entities, that want to become clients. So if you know someone in North Carolina, Give us a call at 407-875-1776. We want to defend common sense and common decency. This law is not unconstitutional. It's a common sense approach, and it is consistent with other laws across the country. Call again, 407-875-1776, or visit us at lc.org. Pray for Liberty Counsel and continue to support the Ministry of Liberty Counsel.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website is lc.org. Become an active partner with Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.